Hello, everyone. Welcome to another podcast. Today, I want to talk about success. What makes a person a successful one? Or how do you define success? Because success is relative to a person. You might say that success is determined by like achievement, something that you wanted to be or you want to do or achieve. And once you've done that, that is success to you, right? But someone else might see success as being happy, being contented, just having a normal job, and a family, a house, and that's it. That is success to them. Someone else, success to them might be just being alive, just being safe and being healthy. So success is, in a way, relative from one person to another. And there isn't really like a definition that most people like agree on, right? Most people try to attribute success to like having massive wealth that could like get you to do anything that you want. But is that really success? To me, success is highly linked to well-being. So if I'm happy, if I'm contented, if I don't have to, wake up in the morning and worry about the bills, worry about this, worry about that. If I have no worries and I don't overthink about stuff, about what is going to happen tomorrow, how am I supposed to do this? Am I going to lose my job? So in a way, success for me is tied to like finances and also psychological well-being. So I'm happy because I have something that is I guarantee that if at some point I'm gonna, I don't know, have an accident probably. And then once I get into that accident, even if let's say I can't walk, I can't do anything, I have an amount of money that could carry me on until I'm basically dead, right? So success for me is definitely tied to some sort of like money, but it's not solely accurate. I could have a lot of money and I still would not, feel as happy as I want to be, right? So I've always wanted like to get a job, to, have the job that I'm satisfied in and I like. And it seems that I have that particular job that I wanted, right? I wanted to be a teacher, but not particularly that teacher that teaches, high schoolers or middle schoolers. Like I was always like on the fence when it comes to teaching, like a lot of people, especially if you work with the government, you have to teach. Oh my God, 40, 30 students, that's a lot, right? Even if you work in a private school, you might have to teach about 20, 15, 16. That is still a lot of students to teach. And not only that, you have to deal with their emotions. Yeah, everybody is different. Not everybody is at the same level. So to me, that wasn't a thing I'd considered success. Now that I have this job, I consider this, or consider myself successful at least, because I have the job that I dreamt of, an online job where I don't have to interact that much with administration, the students, and all that. It's slightly more comforting, and it makes me feel like, happy, and I feel like I'm halfway there, right? But what else is there that I need to be to consider myself successful? And I feel like this is like a byproduct of society, is that we'll always have to look for something more, right? I have this perfect job, I have this, right? And my brain will create needs all the time. You need this to be successful. You need that thing to be this. You need that thing, right? You need the perfect house, perfect family, perfect car, you need this and that, right? So in some ways, somehow like the brain is playing these tricks on me, like, no, look, you're not happy where you are. although I am happy where I am at, and will always like constantly, I guess, create needs, unnecessary needs, right? I have a computer, a good one, and I've noticed myself like changing computers and phones like repeatedly without a need for them, right? I had a computer, it was functional, I could teach, I could edit on that computer, I could, I don't know, browse, I could like even play video games on that computer. And because I was so surrounded by marketing, by a lot of videos that tell you that, look, you got to upgrade, and you have this computer in 2025, you are not going to be able to do the things you are supposed to do, right? You're not going to be able to run this software or that thing, right? And that was just lies that I was served by people, and it didn't really, really help that much. I still sometimes use my old computer, and I think it's still as functional as the new one. I feel like, yes, my new computer is fast, but it's not, you know, to a degree that I would need to upgrade. Recently, I've been like, you know, wanting to buy this new laptop, right? And in my head, I'm like constantly thinking about M1 or M2 MacBooks, right? Because those are like the end all be all are MacBooks, like just the ones that everybody goes for. And yes, indeed, they are very good ones, but I could just settle in with like my old MacBook, and it's still functional and it could run applications. But again, I'm just like constantly thinking about this, what other people are trying or using or recommending, right? So I'm like constantly being stuck in this loop of like having to follow what others are doing, although I don't want that. But I'm somewhere in between, you know. It's I have to not overspend because I could spend that money elsewhere, but at the same time, it's I don't have, you know, it's like I don't have a choice. I'm like stuck in between, you know. I have to make a choice. It shouldn't be too much, and it shouldn't be too little, to a point where like I will be using like an old computer that is not functional, right? But I'm always thinking of things of utility. Like, although I'm saying like, all right, I'm gonna be using this MacBook for editing, podcast if I'm away, or like traveling, I can still edit podcasts or like teach online. But at the same time, yes, this is just functional, but it could be like my brain is rationalizing and telling me, look, you are gonna be needing this computer, you're gonna be using this software, so it would need much computing power. So yeah, and I feel like this is the same thing for people. Like most people have this issue with like having to redefine what success to them, right? For me, again, it's been redefined again and again. Like every time you achieve something, like success changes with that, right? It could be like, all right, I'm successful once I have every best phone, best laptop, best thing, high tech thing that I possess. But you know, once the new tech, the new thing comes out, you know, my definition will change. Like my brain will want like more. It's like, you know, this like dopamine chase for things is not really, really healthy. And then therefore, like this definition does change over time. And I think maybe the solution to that is probably to meditate, or like, you know, to like slowly detach from like social media or like the hype YouTube, right? What people are recommending, you should buy, you should do this, you should do that. Just use like whatever is functional. You know, there are those musician, like all people like who edit like music and stuff, and they have like this 20-year-old computer, and they're still like, you know, they're happy with it. They don't really like chase the new computer, the new this. They know the computer from A to Z, and they don't need like to change, although they could change a new computer, but they are satisfied with what they have. They don't chase happiness. They don't really find success to them, right? But yeah, what do you think? How do you define success? And do you really think about change like all the time? Like whenever like you achieve something, do you like stop there? Does your definition hold true all the time, Or do you keep redefining what success is, right? So that's like an interesting subject that I thought I should explore today. But I'm just thinking, success again, as I said before, it's just a relative thing, right? It cannot be constant, right? It cannot be a fixed thing. As I said before, every person sees it differently, right? But can we find like a universal like definition of success where like success is where you have a stable income, a family, a house, all constantly talking about the family, although I'm like a little bit anti-natalistic, but I still think of the family because this is my wire and this is how evolve to say all the time. I keep thinking about the family. Evolution wants you to, like reproduce and keep live on, and you don't want to, they don't, evolution does not want you to like go extinct and not, spread your genes out there. So, that is the thing that always runs in the background that, it's really difficult to escape no matter what you read, no matter how sophisticated your thoughts are, you are still going to think about your wire and you keep defaulting to that. But yeah, like I think if we were to like look for a universal definition, I think it would be success is having a stable life, having a good job, being happy at what you're doing. And that could be like success, generally speaking, if everybody on earth has a particular job, they don't have problems, that could be universal success, right? Or, I don't know. It depends on the person again. Some people might not agree with that definition. Some people might think success is like having a lot of trouble, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, each person thinks differently again. But yeah, hopefully the podcast, gave you an idea about what success is and maybe got you thinking about success and how do you define success yourself. All right, then. This is for today's podcast. I appreciate everybody for today. I'll see you tomorrow on the next podcast. Bye.